All right, everybody.
Sorry, I was playing a wicked game of solitaire.
Wicked solitaire.
You know what's great is you can save your game in solitaire and load it up later.
Do you imagine that's like Rodney's idea of video games? Wicked solitaire.
Wicked solitaire. Plays Wicked Minesweeper.
All right, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Outwit Outplay Outcast. We've got the website, outwitoutplayoutcast.com. We on Stitcher. We will hopefully be on iTunes soon. I don't know. But anyway, before we actually talk about the episode, I want to... There's Russell Hance. I don't follow him on Twitter, and I don't like him as a human being, but he is hilarious on social media. Somebody tweeted at Russell Hance and said, "My buddy told me that they saw you in a bar bathroom smoking a dick. When are you coming out of the closet?" Somebody tweets that to Russell, and Russell replies, "What? You're saying something wrong with sucking a dick nowadays? Stop being such a homophobe, you hater. Suck a dick if I like."
He sounded at the end, he sounded kind of like Cartman. I suck a dick if I want. You can't tell me what to do.
You don't know me.
That was not the only Twitter interaction of the week, no less.
No, you got a new BFF. What was it?
Yeah, as I was watching the episode, I got so irritated at Rodney that I felt the urge to shout into the internet, "Fuck you, Rodney," hashtag survivor. And then within 3 minutes, apparently Rodney had found it and favorited it. So now I'm kind of a fan.
Which leads to speculation. Is he just massively vain?
He gave me a star point. I'm happy.
I believe so. Is he massively vain? Because this is we're on West Coast. He lives in Boston, ostensibly. So he's a 3-hour delay. So either he's up at like midnight trolling for tweets about himself to retweet and favorite, or he went far enough in this game to merit making a bot or hiring a social media person to set up a bot that will go through and troll posts that have Survivor and Rodney in it and favorite them automatically, which means that he got far enough into the game to need that. Or think he needs that anyway.
We could test this pretty easily if just by tweeting out something along the lines of like,
"Rodney sucks dick.
Good job beating cancer, Rodney. You're a survivor."
Ooh,
something like that. That's completely stealthy. Unrelated to him. If it auto favorites, then you'll know. But I can't lie. Were it me, if I were on the show, I would probably be Google searching my name every single day.
All right, I'm gonna test this tomorrow. I'm gonna do that cancer tweet. But we had a lot to talk about because we had a double episode this week. So let's get right into it. I just want to say up top, I love the meta ironic hipsterism of "I'm not worried at all." Ah, we're finally playing Survivor, coming from Max.
You know, that's the thing about the game is you don't want to play the game.
No, ideally, you want to be Kelly.
Yeah, exactly. You want other people to play the game while you just sit and watch.
Yeah, you sit and watch, and they all beg for your help, and that's how you play the game. That's what you want to do.
Yeah.
Oh my god, Kelly almost had to play the game, and then like Carolyn's like, "No, screw you, I'm the swing vote."
That's fine.
Kind of sucks. Like, it's the one time Kelly actually is like going to jump into the game, and then all of a sudden Carolyn steals her thunder because Carolyn is. I've come to realize she's just kind of terrible all around. I do not like her.
Just because she doesn't like your OTP?
She does not like... trust me, no. They are not OTP. Max and Shireen, no.
Not anymore.
No, thank God. Actually, spoiler alert, Max got voted out. Yep. Thing of it is, even if he hadn't been voted out, I swear to God I'd have dropped him anyway. He was probably the most irritating person I've ever heard on the game. Hey, did you know Capricorns win more than Leos? Like, no, I didn't know.
And that is not relevant at all. Not even an iota of it.
It's like, I'm a know-it-all. And I fully admit I am a know-it-all. But you know how you survive in life as a know-it-all? You don't tell people bullshit like that. You don't tell people the astrological signs of most Survivor winners. You just kind of every now and again drop a fact. You don't just, "Hey, Jen, why don't you stand next to me at this tree, and we're going to talk about Survivor for 6 hours. So.
But apparently that's why him and Shireen got along so well, because Shireen, like, I didn't know. I thought it was just the white collars being bitchy about her, but then after the mix-up, everybody was like, she doesn't stop talking. She's fucking sitting there, like, singing, too, out of nowhere, and everybody's just, like, laying there trying to take a nap, and she's fucking
telling people
singing.
When she's going to poop.
Like, what?
It doesn't know the words to the national anthem.
Yeah. It's fine. It's
I want to know, like, seriously, without any context, why she was. It was great. She just. It cuts to her and she's singing the Star Spangled Banner. No context, nothing. It's just going at it full bore. But we should probably get. We'll do the first episode first.
Which, we're just going to kind of go in order.
Yeah. We wanted to hit our personal highlights, but we'll go in order. This one actually, I really liked how this started because it picked up right after that tribal council where Nina got voted out, and it was everyone going and talking to Will and saying, "Hey, look, nothing personal. We weren't sure about an immunity idol. We wanted to make sure that one of us wasn't going to go, but we still love you, buddy. We still love you." And he takes it like a pro. He's like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
It's fine. This Got is Survivor. It. I understand.
Yeah.
And then does not pitch a fit like everyone else did.
Yes.
Which would happen later.
Yeah. No, but I like also that the first note in our sheet is, fuck you, Rodney. holy God.
I put that in a little bit later, but because at first when he was doing his anti-feminist rant or whatever you want to call it, I was just kind of like, well, this is mildly annoying. I will mention it in the podcast. But then at the end of the episode, I was just like, this is incorrigible. Fuck you, Rodney.
Yeah, he's the worst. I like from the beginning when he's like getting all friendly with Mike, he says, we had a fight earlier, but that's just men being men. I'm like, oh, no. You know, just
boys being boys.
You were not being a man when you were throwing a fucking like 5-year-old tantrum throwing piles of firewood.
He's being a baby.
Yeah, you're not being a man. Not even a
very
little
strong baby. I'll give him that credit. Yeah, but
he
still
does have
a
lot of muscles.
Yeah.
Not a lot of.
Oh my God, that was my favorite. I'm one of the biggest guys out here. I'm like, did you look around, you stupid bastard? You're the smallest guy out there.
I mean, he's definitely like the shortest, but he's buff as hell. And
you know,
but that also doesn't even necessarily matter. There have been super buff guys on there who couldn't pull their weight, even though they just spent a lot of time in the gym. They didn't have the actual athleticism to do what needs to happen
or social skills.
Yeah. Well, like I would argue Joe is more fit for this game than Rodney is in terms of build and athleticism.
Maybe. Yeah. I'd definitely say Mike would be.
Yeah, Mike is.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Scorpion King, okay?
Yeah. And now the Snake Man.
He's kind of just a little disgusting.
Now he's
Snake Eater. I was really impressed with that. Like he knows how to skin a snake like a pro. He just you hold this end and then just rip it off.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how much meat's on a snake, but there you go. But yeah, they made peace over snake. And then he threw it all away a little bit later. But it does so happen.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking. And I'm so sad. Lindsay gives another good liner to Rodney. If you were my son, I'd break your jaw and feed it to you.
Yeah, this was in. So everything seemed to be going just fine after the reward challenge, which we finally got a reward challenge, and we can talk about that, except that it wasn't really a whole hell of a lot to talk about. But and then he just decides, you know what? I'm going to tell these two strong women that women should hold themselves to a higher standard.
Men are dogs, but we want angels.
But you know, it's just how we are. It's what we do. We go to a bar, we pick up chicks, and it's like, wait, so why are you angry? I don't know. Why are you shaming women for letting you pick up on them? Like, you know what I mean? It's like, I hate these ladies that let me sleep with them. It's like, wait, what? No.
But not just you put this in the notes, Nick, but I also love it. You could hook up at a bar or a carnival or a museum. I don't believe he's ever been to a museum in his life that wasn't
a
sports museum.
I don't think he knows what a museum is. He might have been to like Cooperstown or Canton or something like that. But yeah, no, it's just his list of places.
Cooperstown's a restaurant.
Yeah.
I was there yesterday.
His list of places to hook up at. It's bad. I wrote a list, not going to bother reading it, although I do love that I went from petting zoo to regular zoo to heavy petting zoo. But, it's just, he's one of those just awful person. And then We'll fast forward a little bit because it's more germane to this than it is the whole politicking
this
thing.
This is the whole fuck you, Rodney
conversation. Yeah, this is the whole fuck you, Rodney portion of the evening. And thank God Brian owns Rodney, because if he had owned Mike, I would probably be picking Rodney up right now. So when they're you know determining who should go home, whatever, everyone's sitting in the little lagoon. That's a hard word to say. Yeah. The little lagoon, and he says, "Where I wrote it down, and my microphone is in the way."
He says, "I would grab her by the hair, put her on my knee, and spank her like a bad baby." And this is not
bad baby.
I mean, this is probably editing, but this is not two sentences after he says about Lindsay. She says so much disrespectful stuff.
Yeah.
Hooray, hypocrisy!
And then you could the death look that Kelly gave him as he did that was just fantastic.
Yeah, and then it cut to the private moment with Kelly, and Kelly's like, she basically says, "You fucking idiot, you're next. You just don't fucking know it." Like, everybody's saying Rodney or Lindsay, which one is bugging us more? And just Rodney's buff, so I guess we'll keep him another week.
Well,
that's
really
all it came down to, I think.
I was thinking about that, and that's what I thought at first. But then I thought about it more, like Lindsay genuinely offended Mike last week with her whole "Where's your God now?"
Oh yeah, that's true.
And so I could see. Okay, so Rodney was definitely going to vote for her because you know they can't get along, and then Mike was going to vote against her because of what she said a couple of days earlier. Dan is just happy that it's not him. To the point where, as soon as they lose that challenge, he's just like, "So it's me, right? Tell me if it's me. Is it me? No, it's not me? Okay, good, it's not me." So he would have just done anything. And at that point, you got three votes, so I bet Kelly was just like, "All right, I'm going to go along with the group because I don't want to, you know, the tall poppy gets its head cut off. I don't want to be that one."
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And I mean, really, this just comes down to the fact that when you're playing Survivor, you just can't blow up at somebody, even if you're right. Like, yeah. Lindsay never said a thing that was wrong. I agree with everything she said in this in this season.
She is so far my favorite person to have been voted off.
Yeah, no, she's great. I love her. Yeah. The title of last week's episode was "I Love Lindsay, But I Have a Wife," and it's still true. But you can't do this in Survivor. No. You just can't. And the only reason Rodney's not gone yet is because the merge happened later. Otherwise, he would have been gone.
Quite possibly.
Yeah.
But then you go from the like the shittiness of Rodney and the blue collars, and then you go to the no collars, and they're giving Will a birthday party.
Yeah. So after that,
I mean this is after the reward. Let's talk about the reward first. The first reward.
There isn't a whole lot to say. It was great watching people walk into heavy objects.
Yeah.
And then Kelly. Kelly was the one from the teaser last week.
Yeah,
with Jeff,
she dropped a crate on her head.
Medic. Yes. Yeah, exactly. It wasn't. Well, no, that was a serious injury, or could have been, but
could have been a concussion.
Could have been a concussion, but really, she just—I don't know if either of you watched wrestling as a kid, but she basically got Ric Flair'd.
Just a big gash on her forehead.
Yeah, big old gash, and then just blood everywhere. But I mean, that's happened to me twice in my life, and I'm fine. I got two little scars. It's all right. But the reward.
She's sitting there totally lucid through the whole thing, and the guy's like, "Can you do this?" She's like, "Yeah, I'm fine. I'm cool. Let's go. Come on. I don't care. I can't see anyway, so who cares about the blood?"
Yeah.
I was so happy to have her on my team in that moment. She's like, "Yeah, fine. Whatever. I'm a cop. I've got blood on me all the time."
The reward for this challenge, though, was pretty good. It was three hens and a rooster.
Yeah.
And then second place got 10 eggs, which was pretty decent in and of itself. So that was a good one.
Protein.
Yeah, the what was the challenge? Oh, it was the blindfold.
The blindfold
thing.
And
yeah,
the objects coming back. And
Shireen
ran directly into those double entendres.
Yeah. Yeah. My favorite part of the Shireen one, though, was that like, Max was behind her the whole time. Way to be chivalrous, bro.
He was taking the punches for her. That's fine. Or giving her, letting her take them for him. My favorite, though, was Jeff's line of "Shireen takes a nice hit to the groin."
Yes. my favorite thing was Jeff, like, constantly telling people, be careful with the crane, be careful with the crane, be careful. Oh, yeah, but it hit her in the fucking head, didn't it?
I almost feel as if flashbacks of my father were all ADR. And they're just, oh, someone got injured, we better ADR all these. Be careful now, guys. Just for insurance purposes, see?
Yeah, yeah, so the no-callers end up winning that one.
Yeah,
and which, what's adorable is they get back and they give Will a birthday party with the chicken.
Yep. But that's the thing that struck me as a little weird. They killed one of the hens. I mean, what do they expect a rooster to do for them? You don't need to get eggs. It's just like, and this is like what I said last week. Joe, what are you doing, son?
Wait. What do you mean they don't need a rooster to make eggs? How do you think they get, you know... he has to fuck the hen.
No. That's to fertilize the egg, but we don't eat fertilized eggs. They just shoot those things out. They just squirt out those eggs like nobody's business. I don't know how frequently. Like, honestly, I don't know. They're only there a couple days. I don't know how long they're going to expect to get eggs. But yeah, they'll drop eggs without a rooster. Now, they need to be fertilized by a rooster if you want to make chicks, but we're not eating balut. We don't have time for that kind of stuff.
Ooh, that'd be tasty.
So, yeah. But
they would have killed the hen anyway, probably.
Eventually, but I mean, they could have gotten like one or two eggs out of it. So, I mean, that's why I'm like, okay, Jen was being kind of silly with her whole, oh, you can't, we don't have to kill them kind of thing. It's like, well, what do you expect to do with a chicken?
Yeah. They're delicious.
But she had at least a point on, you know, why are we killing this one? Why this one? Kill the man.
I get, but like, she's the reason why other people don't like vegetarians and vegans, because she calls Joe Satan for wanting to eat meat. And I'm sorry, but that's dumb.
No, it's an exact perfect comparison. Now, if she had said Nazi, then she would have been over it.
Then that would have been too much.
Yeah, definitely satanic to eat any meat whatsoever. And although, seriously, if you're vegan, what do you expect when you're out there? You're going on Survivor.
She's not a vegan. She said she wanted to eat the eggs.
No, she's vegetarian.
Oh, she's regular vegetarian. Yeah. Ovo-lacto vegetarian.
Yeah.
Doesn't give you vegetarian powers, but yeah.
No, whatever, that was awesome. That made my chick go and get the...
Yeah, that no, that's bullshit, though. She throws a fucking hissy fit tantrum because she's a self-righteous vegetarian, and then she gets rewarded for it by God. I don't like that.
I would like to believe that was her strategy all along. That she was just like, you know what, I'm going to pretend to be all angry and then use this opportunity to find an idol. But I know she's not.
Yeah.
She doesn't care that much.
No, I'm not putting that there.
Yeah, but hey, you know what? Good for her for getting it, you know? So that's two out of the three in play right now. So, hey, hooray, whatever.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Nobody noticed or cared that she was gone for so long.
What are you talking about? Haley mentioned she was gone like every 2 minutes.
Oh, yeah, but you know what happened? As soon as Haley would mention that, they would go back to eating chicken and not care.
Well, and she only noticed because they're, you know, together, and she's wondering where her girlfriend is. That's my headcanon for this season. So then there's the immunity with the balls, which I actually kind of liked. That was pretty neat.
That was kind of a cool one. I liked Mike's... he had a very direct approach, which is just to launch that thing as far. So if you are for some reason watching or listening to us without watching the episode because you're a terrible human being, or just because you like our voices more than you like Jeff Probst.
Oh yeah.
They had to maneuver a ball basically up into a corner using like through a little maze essentially. And his idea was just, you know what, I'm gonna huck this thing as high as I can go.
Yeah.
He did it exactly once because he realized, oh, that sends it far off into the blue yonder, and I've got to go run and get it, and this doesn't solve anything. But I love that outside-the-box thinking.
Oh, man, and not only is Rodney a dick, he's really stupid. How could you not figure out how to get... You just follow the rope and go where the rope goes. You dumb bastard.
Someone needs to make a gif of his deer in the headlights look when he's staring at his team and everyone's shouting at him, "Go under! Go under!"
What?
He's like, "What? Under the rope or under the bar? Which one do you want me to go under? I don't get it, guys." And he was standing there. The sad thing is, though, he stood there for maybe a good 10 seconds trying to figure this out. They blue collar, that tribe still got through that maze first. Yeah. Got to the ball area first. Had all the time in the world to do the balls, and still could not.
And he screwed that up, too!
He screwed that up as well. But Kelly had it. Kelly seemed to be doing all right. She falls off the beam, and then he bodily runs in there.
Yeah.
And Jeff points it out. You know what? Unasked for, unbidden. He just jumps right in. It's like, okay.
He jumps right in. He's like, I got this. Roar! And
super
send it
alpha
fucking
male, just bull roar. Yeah.
But this is why I'm so happy to have Kelly on my team, because she didn't say a word. Mm-mm. He's like, all right, Rodney. If you want to step up and be a superstar, then we win immunity, and that's good. And if you want to step up and make a dick of yourself, then it ain't me. So either way, fucking have fun, buddy.
Yeah, only problem is they lost the immunity. He got to be a dick and got away with it.
Yeah. Fuck that guy.
Yeah. Oh, no, he is... I don't want to say he's the literal worst. For all I know, maybe he's just a super nice guy outside of this, but I have a feeling he is not.
No.
Yeah, no, he's not. He keeps talking about, you know, back home, we're growing up tough.
Ugh.
It's tough back home.
You know how I feel about that back home talk. All he has to do, just
say
one
the
time,
word Boston.
Say this, say the damn thing. He has said.
The best part is Joaquin did that too.
Yeah.
Back home.
Yep, I know.
All my friends back home, it's like, come on, man.
I was really hoping that after they both said that, then Dan was going to say fat, but he didn't do it with the Ben.
There's opportunity for all of them to say these things because they're meeting new people all over again, but we'll get to that in a minute. So, the why did Sierra get votes? I still don't understand.
Oh, that like, was explained.
So in case there was an idol.
Yeah, just in case.
Okay, all right, but look. If you're going to do that, at the very least, you go to Sierra and you say, look, we're worried there might be an idol. We're not voting you out, but we have to split votes. And if your name comes up and you come into the tiebreaker, don't sweat even a little bit. It's not going to be you.
Well, the problem with that is that if they had done
that... If there is an idol, then she's out. But
no, not even that. Is if they had told her, look, don't worry, we're going to put you on there so that there's an idol, she'd be like, oh, okay, and then voted for... Oh, actually, she would have... Yeah, you're right. Never mind. I take it back. Because if she did vote for Rodney, as happened, and stayed, and that would have maintained a tie. If she had voted for Haley, that... or who are we talking about
Lindsay.
Now? Not Haley.
Voted
that's
for
the wrong
Lindsay.
Team.
No, Lindsay's the one who got voted out,
they're all the same.
Slash
no, yeah, if she had voted for Lindsay, then, wow, that would have been awful. So, no, you're right. It would not have changed anything.
Yeah. And it would have solved all of it. It would have solved all of it. And instead, they go back, and Dan fucking blows up at her like, oh, you're worthless.
Oh, my God. Both of my guys are dicks, man.
Yes. Yes. I've been fucking telling you this.
Like, after like she got screwed over, it's like, well, you're on the bottom of the totem pole, and you're also a fuck-up. But we don't hate you.
Yeah. And, you know, that's where Mike really stepped up. And I will be picking him up, but we'll get into this a little bit later.
Yeah.
But he really stepped up and said, you know what, guys, let's kiss and make up, metaphorically speaking. I don't want you guys bashing Sierra or as Rodney apparently thinks her name is, Chiara. wonderful spelling on that one.
Yeah, he's a Farscape fan. Chiara.
Yeah, you know, I thought that at first.
Hey, you know what? There has been a survivor that spelled Sierra like that, so give him.
Really?
Yeah, yes. The black woman who got voted out first twice in a row, right?
Yeah.
Ceri?
Oh, no, yeah, no. I think I am thinking of Ceri.
Ceri was epic.
No, Ceri's been there, was there a long time.
Okay, cool, See, yeah, Ceri is, she's a winner.
No, I'm thinking of Sierra. There was a. But yeah, and then the best thing is he's telling Dan, no, you need to make up with it. And Dan's like, I'm fucking twice as old as you are. I don't talk to women. And he goes and fucks it up. Well, he just should have done what the fuck Mike said.
Not even knows how to talk to women. Knows how to talk to girls.
Yeah.
And if you want anything that sums up so far the men on this season, it's when Dan and Sierra are walking around and Dan's trying to apologize. Oh, I'm sorry. No, you know what? It was... before that, it was before this immunity before this tribal council. Dan and your woman, Lindsay, never think of her name, face tattoo woman.
Yeah, my woman, I own her.
No.
Chakotay.
She owns herself. someone gave her clothes. Dan and Lindsay
where
are walking.
Did she become a house elf? I don't care. I like it.
You give me sock? Wow. I need to reread those books. Anyways, Dan and Lindsay are walking, and she says something to the effect of, you know, he's really disrespectful, referring to Rodney. And then simultaneously, she says, he really doesn't know how to speak to women, and Dan says he really doesn't know how to speak to girls. And that right there, that is the sum of all of the men in this season thus far. Just thinking of them as, not as women, but as girls. Actually, I shouldn't quite say that. Joe, so far, has been pretty good, so long as they aren't Nina. And
Joe is, like, the one.
Joe, now I feel like there's one more. Max hasn't said anything completely disrespectful yet. Tyler hasn't either. So we got three men.
And he's not going to either.
No, Tyler is smarter than that.
Oh, thank God. Oh, you talk about dying with dignity. And he did not do that. But yeah, so long story short, Lindsay got voted out because she was a little mouthy, a little too forceful with her opinions, which is unfortunate. But you know what? Lindsay, in the unlikely event you're listening to us, you got two fans. I'm not going to speak for Brian. I'm sure he liked you too, though.
Oh, yeah. He does. I'm speaking for him. Brian likes her. Brian, she said, did your God come down here with his fucking beard? No, Brian, you like her.
And then threatened to break Rodney's jaw and feed it to him. So.
Yes. She's fucking awesome. I love her. So, and then, after that, comes the merge.
Yes, the merge that we've been looking forward to for a while.
Which means that I called it for week four. I get 2 points from Nick.
Yeah, I'll give it to you, even though technically...
You know what? Hey, technically that was the fifth episode.
I said week four.
Yeah, but we did say week four, not episode... Yeah. It's a technicality, but you need all the points you can get.
That's right, I do. Actually, I think you do now. Well, we both do against Brian, motherfucker.
I'm doing fine.
Brian, you still haven't had anyone voted off on your team. That's pretty good.
And also, because it got voted out, we had a standing bet of how many times Max would mention that he studied or taught Survivor when it merged into becoming like an individual game. But he didn't make it that far, so that bet comes completely off the board.
Well, even at that, you know, I thought he might mention it to the new players on his tribe after the mix-up. But he decided, no, I'm just going to tell them every single other fact about this game. Would you like to know how many blondes have won versus how many brunettes? The average height? Would you like to know the average height? I can tell you the average height. Oh, man. I didn't, like, the first couple episodes, I didn't think he was that bad. And then this one, he really did become the thing that would not shut up. Like, Shireen will not shut up, but for some reason, I find her adorable. Like I think you know what it is.
Singing.
Well, she's singing. She's
talking about poop and fucking monkey sex.
Yeah, she seems to be genuinely enthused to be out there, so I think that's what I like about her as much as I do. Mm-hmm. But Max was just this blowhard. Like, let me tell you, let me pontificate about all of the great survivors of the past. I'm going to be just like Rich Hatch and take off my pants and then get stung by a stingray twice. It's like, nah, what? Come on, man.
Yeah. So, okay.
Calm down.
Immediately after the merge, they do this reward where basically the blue collars come in, kick dick, and steal all of the white collar shit and then get the fuck home.
Yeah. It was a pretty decent challenge. Although, did you notice they set up three? The challenge was something like you had to throw fireballs into the air and catch them, something along those lines. They set up three launching stations because I guess they must not have expected to merge this soon.
Oh yeah, I didn't notice that.
There was a big old yellow one, and I bet you some guy on production was just like, "Man, I built that whole thing for nothing." First.
You know what? I noticed that there were three, and I didn't even pick up on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were probably figuring that they wouldn't have to do it so soon. Those no-callers suck in challenges. That's all it comes down to.
The thing of it is, though, you look at the tribes as they are now, and I have a feeling we're going to have to shuffle again real soon. Because on the one hand, you've got a former football player, even if he was a punter. You know, he's still in some shape. You got Rodney, who's just made out of muscle. You got everyone.
Walker.
The weakest person on there, I feel, is probably either Dan or Sierra, and both of them could kick my ass no problem.
Yeah.
And Sierra is easily fit enough to win this whole thing, so you got that tribe. And then on the other tribe, you have a couple of older women. You've got Max, who I realize I should be calling him Dr. Max, but no.
You got the Jay Lee OTP going on.
I no longer like him enough to give him the respect of his title.
Oh!
Boo on you,
Oh! Dropping Max. The doctor, the Dawson, and the PhD.
Dropping it all. Your name is just now Max. Oh. Maxwell. But yeah, like he's not the only man on that tribe. You've also got Will, 200 plus pounds.
Of useless.
Yeah.
Well. No. He's useless in challenges, but he is crushing it as Trial by Fire. Like, he has already been to Tribal Council so many times. And he's learning by doing. Like, he came into the first episode, he's like, yeah, man, we rolled the punches. It all good. And now he's, like, battle hard. And you see him in Tribal, and he's, like, grim.
Hey, and they found a way to use him in this last challenge. He stood, yep. or in the previous yep. challenge, he stood by that thing or whatever and pulled a rope.
Yeah.
And there you go.
And he could do that.
Hey, you know what? He did actually catch a ball. I mean, it was too little, too late, because they won right after that, but still.
This is true. He is they only caught two. They got blown out of the water. I think it was 5-2, right?
Yeah.
And, he was one of only two members of that tribe. Ooh, here's a nice little bet. Can either of you even, I'll give you $1, a real life dollar, if you can name both of the tribes. That is the sound.
Eskimeca.
Is it not? Oop, what was it, Ryan? I think you got
Eskimeca.
One. Eskimeca. You got, can you name the red tribe then?
It's Naga something.
Naga Sadao.
Plaza? No.
Naga Sadao.
Naga Sadao. You know, the funny thing is, they have had these names all along. They've been on their books the entire time.
And Nagarote.
Yeah, but they are Nagarote now, officially, and Eskimeca. Wow, even I can't read my own handwriting.
I was right. Now you have to mail me $1.
One out of two. I'll give you 50 cents.
See, you motherfuckers should have bet some points.
No, because I have... How would I get points out of this bet?
You just bet that neither one of us could do it.
Hey, guys, you want to bet points that neither one of you can name the tribes?
No, it's too
reboot,
late.
Reboot.
It's too late. No. Because now
we're
going to
edit out that whole last section.
No, because I will still not remember them genuinely. I will still say that it's Esperanto and Naga Sadao.
I like Nakatomi Plaza.
So the one tribe comes out super, super strong, but the other tribe, if they make it to the merge with some semblance of people, they have two immunity necklaces already.
Mm-hmm. And the potential for a third. They are red. Never mind.
Potential.
It's the blue tribe that has a potential for one. The problem is none of them know where to look.
Yeah, and none of them are smart enough to go looking on their own.
I feel like Sierra might be.
Yeah, Sierra.
I'm digging Sierra, actually. Yeah. She has had a lot of character development in this last episode.
Yeah.
Because as soon as the tribes, they didn't merge, they mixed up. As soon as they mixed, she was out there, I'm going to be friends with, so her tribe has three former people from her previous tribe, and then three people from a different tribe. And she decided, you know what, I'm going to pretend to be nice to all the people that I hate. All the people that backstab me, all the ones who want me gone, and then as soon as they're out of your shot, I'm going to be talking to my new friends, my new buddies, saying, hey guys, let's vote these three out.
Yep.
Alas, unfortunately, it did not come to that, which is good because I like Mike. Because once again, what does Mike do? As soon as he realizes, oh God, she's mad, he goes up to Dan and says, Dan, go apologize to her right now. And then what does Dan do? Issue the worst apology in the history of all apologies. It was just god awful. Because it was, I'm sorry you made me angry.
Yes. What? I'm sorry that you sucked.
I'm sorry you're terrible, and I told you that you're terrible, but in my defense.
I'm sorry I had to call you out for being such a pussy bitch.
It was like, and I know you may have said a couple of unkind things to me, but I feel that my avalanche of bullshit is exactly equal to your two comments that you made that didn't even make air. I feel it's exactly the same. And she's just like, can we just keep walking? Just fill up the bucket and let's just go. This is just...
just like, let's just stop talking and just go back.
She delivered, honestly, Sierra delivered the line of, so far the line of the series to me, where it's just, thank God we merged, because my tribe is dead to me. Dead. Like, good for you. Good for you.
Yeah. And she becomes the swing vote. This is what gets me, is in two episodes you see how both tribes handle their odd man out. Because they dicked with her, she becomes a swing vote and she swings the other direction. Meanwhile, the no callers gave Will a fucking birthday party after hanging him out on the line, doing basically the exact same thing to him, splitting the votes, putting his name down, in case, you know. But they threw him a fucking birthday party. They were like, you know, we had to put your name down. You understand. It's Survivor. But it's okay. Yeah. We'll get past it. It happens. And so, after this merge, Will is still on their side. After getting the same thing happening to him that happened to Sierra. So, objectively, putting her name down is not the problem. The problem is what you fucking handle it with. And it's just, it's amazing to see the difference.
The way they just kind of steamrolled her and then piled on, except, again, for Mike. Yeah. Mike, who says, hey, you know what? She didn't blow up at me the way Lindsay did. So, I'm going to be cool with her. Let's bring her back into the fold. Let's think forward. Let us plan for the future. And then the future happens. The future is now.
Yeah. Although, Dan, he might be able to get away with it because he murdered those fucking pots.
He got eight pots and seven tosses. He didn't miss
a single fucking swing.
And one of them, he doubled down. That was baller in the freaking immunity challenge. He's like, I'm a motherfucker. I fucked up, and I fucked up my apology, and I'm not going to fucking tribal council.
So you think he's been practicing smashing pots at home for the last couple of months?
He's a postal worker, right?
Yeah, you went postal on him.
It's from throwing packages over the fences. He's got that motion down for just throwing packages at motherfuckers.
Yeah, that's the only logical explanation for how he can be that adept at breaking pots.
He is surprisingly monstrous in challenges. It's pretty great. Yeah.
He's a big man, but he is pretty good at this stuff.
Yeah.
But, so the, what's their new tribe name? Nagarote. There we go. I had to actually refer back to my notes for that. Nagarote loses that challenge by a landslide. I don't think they even got a chance to start swinging at those pots before they were crushed. No. If this was Counter-Strike, someone would be asking to even up the teams.
Yeah.
And then when they get back, they've got to start deciding who goes home.
And I was really nervous when my girl Kelly went over there. I was like, oh, fuck, she's gone. But then I realized, oh, it's 3-on-3, and everybody wants Kelly. Oh, good. Hallelujah.
Until her moment gets stolen.
I don't care.
Yeah, hey, that's fine. You know what? All that matters, I'm sure Kelly's just like, you know what? So long as it's not me, I do not care. Yeah. Because as soon as they got together, she makes a deal, Kelly that is, makes a deal with Shireen and Max, and who say that Carolyn is on board. And then as soon as she finds out, Carolyn's like, hey, guess what? I'm not on board. I can't stand these two people. And unfortunately, you know, it looks like they really were just that awful. Like, well, I'm sorry. Max is that awful. Shireen is that adorable.
I don't know. I really liked Haley being like, I don't know, this chick with the long hair just singing and won't shut up. The chick with the long hair. Like, it's been 2 weeks.
I don't even know her name.
I know they're not even on your tribe, but you could consider them human beings and try to learn their names, Haley.
I don't even know her for 12 hours. How can I learn her name? You need to have your name shouted at me for 13 hours before I can figure out who you are. Yeah. That tribe, though, oh, man, they're going to need some divine intervention or something because I cannot see them winning a challenge.
They're going to have to come up with some new challenges. More endurancy kind of challenges.
Or balance or puzzles or something. Or
puzzles,
Yeah, it's been a while since there's a puzzle. They might have a good puzzle star in there. Although Tyler's pretty good at puzzles, so I don't know.
Although, you know, I'm super looking forward to Rodney and Joaquin now being on the same tribe and getting to bond together. They're gonna find the biggest nerd on that tribe and just bully the crap out of them.
That's going to be Tyler.
probably. Well, as we said, he's a punter.
Yeah. Well, at the very least, I am looking forward to the New York-Boston pissing match that always happens when you get somebody from each of those towns together. So somebody is going to resolve this that fucking bet next week. And it's not going to be Brian, and that's what matters.
You know what's going to suck? This is what's going to happen. Joaquin is just going to say Boston nonstop, and then Rodney is going to say New York nonstop, and this thing is going to go yet another week. It's just going to be they are just toying with our emotions. I was honestly like, once Rodney favorited my tweet, I was half thinking, you know what, I should just ask. I'm just going to ask, do you say Boston at any point this season?
Yeah,
and then I didn't do it because I didn't care anywhere near enough.
So okay, still. Then we get to Tribal, and Tribal was hilarious with good old long hair saying, "Oh man, voting me out would be such a huge blindside." Like, yeah, it really would be, and it might be gonna happen. And then fucking Jeff, does anybody have any mini idol? Fucking Max, so cocky, so smug, so sure it's not him, says, "Hey Jeff, hold up, bro."
Yeah, I've always wanted to say it. He's like, okay, well, congratulations, you got to say it now. God. Go home.
No, it wasn't even that long of a sentence.
Jeff's response was definitely the best. He was like, yeah, okay, shut the fuck up, you idiot.
Like, even I'm annoyed with you. Congratulations, you have annoyed the host. I hosted a show about people with cancer living their last life, and I hope you die before them.
I just love the Jeff. Okay.
Yeah, it's like, whatever.
Whatever, bro.
The look on his face. Okay.
There was one great moment, though, very early in this tribal council. As soon as Jeff asks some question of Shireen, and she starts talking about how, oh, you know, it could be a very interesting thing. She gets one look at his face and goes, oh, my God. What's that look on your face? Everyone's yelling at her. Because here's the thing. She couldn't see it, but as soon as she started talking about being somewhat secure, every other member of her tribe kind of rolled their eyes or did something of the sort. Yep. And I think Jeff responded to that, and Shireen was like, uh-oh, that's not supposed to happen. So you know what? I give her credit. She is a true student of the game, because that's not something that you pick up on very often.
Yeah. And as much as I like Jeff's okay and Jeff's face, what I liked even more was Shireen's face when Max leaves. Oh my god. It's like somebody killed her puppy.
Who had a better face, her or Nina when Vince was voted off?
Oh, her.
Shireen, definitely.
Okay. Nina was sad, but I would go Shireen.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I'm fine with Max leaving, because, alright, student of the game, annoyances and all that. I really don't put your fucking feet in the drinking pot like that for two fucking hours. Well, that's just
hey,
a dick
was completely
move.
Jen's idea.
Yeah,
she
you know.
Okay. Okay.
Doctor's
for
orders.
10 minutes, maybe, but 2 hours?
Yeah, that was a little odd.
Or
but
find a different pot or a different container. Yeah. I don't know. Do something other than the pot that every.
I don't know, but I'm pretty sure boiling the water again will clean it off. I honestly don't know. But
I wouldn't want to drink out of that. There's no fucking soap or anything out there.
Yeah. Then again, you know, you heat something up to about 220 degrees, and any bacteria that's still on it deserves to live. That is the chosen bacteria.
The chosen ones.
But, hey, you know what? Max gets voted off, and not even with the dignity of, he was wearing his buff as a pocket square again. So, you know what? He finally had it coming. They finally realized, nope, that's too big of a thing to do. Goodbye, sir.
I mean, at least he didn't. At least he didn't do the, they don't even know what they're losing here. At least he did the, alright, I got to live my dream. Cool. Later.
Maybe I'm not as good at this game as I thought I am.
That's fine. He owned up to it. Like, I fully expect whenever it happens when Rodney leaves.
I want to impart upon, he's going to have a fit.
Yeah. He's going to blow up.
How dare yez? Boy, that'd be if he's from, like, Philadelphia. How dare yinzes? I'm going to go back to Geno's. No, he's going to pitch a fit, and it's just going to be nothing. Yeah. But I'll tell you, this is the lesson, all of you gentle listeners out there. Should you ever find yourself on Survivor, you can't just, I'm going to go off in the corner and talk to my one little buddy, and we're just going to have our own little discussions about strategy all friggin' day. Because that's how you, what you think it's going to
lead you to winning, but no, that's going to make you an outcast really, really fast.
Yeah. You can't be part of a power couple.
No, you cannot. No, you can be a part of a power couple. You just have to
keep it secret.
Keep it secret or keep it talk secret, to other keep it people. Safe. And when you is it safe?
Whoa. What was that noise? Is it safe?
Oh god. I don't know how that's gonna sound. Dude, last episode I tried doing a voice, and to me it sounded in my head it sounded very nasal. And very much through a speaker system, as if I really was a train conductor. And then I'm going back and listening to the episode, and I sound exactly as nasal as I sound every other time.
It wasn't special.
So no. I now understand the complete blank no sell that everyone gave me on that. Just like, what the hell is he doing? But in my head, it sounded very, very much like a train conductor. I'm just gonna say.
So let's move on to fantasy. Let's wrap. This is a long episode. It's fine. We'll wrap it up right now. Finish up with some fantasy.
Yeah.
So through the first episode, I had Lindsay, and Lindsay obviously got kicked out. And Nick, he was a bro, and he texted me halfway through his first viewing, and he was like, okay, you need to send me a name, because one of your players is gone. And so I threw Tyler at him. So we're going to consider me picking up Tyler halfway through that episode in place of Lindsay.
Fair play. I mean, because it is two episodes, this one. If it was one two-hour episode, I'd say screw you, you're whatever, but this is one of those special exceptions.
Yeah,
so which Nick, unfortunately leaves me at the bottom of the totem pole.
Nick, you had 4 points from Shirin, winning a reward and immunity and surviving tribal. 3 points from Sierra for winning reward. Oh no, 4 from Sierra for winning reward twice and immunity twice. Mm-hmm. And then you had Max, who gets you a fat lump in zero because he got voted out. Sorry.
Because he's worthless.
Yeah. And then, so that leaves you, that gave you, what did that give you?
That gave you eight
points on the week, which you had 11 before that, which would give you 19, but you lost 2 from it with me, so you're sitting at 17, and you can pick somebody up in place of Max.
Who are you looking at? Yeah, and you know, I have a feeling I'm going to regret this, but I'm taking Mike, because he's been a pretty good guy, and I want to believe. I have a bad feeling. But the Scorpion King / Snake Man will deliver.
Yeah, I had him for a while, and I got nervous. I dropped him
with his horse voice. What's up with that?
I don't know.
Voice, guys.
He's Batman.
Sounds like he eats cigarettes. He doesn't smoke them. He eats them.
All right.
But yeah, so who's next?
So you picked up Mike. I am second from the bottom. I had Joe, who netted me 4 points for winning both rewards and both immunities. And Kelly, my girl, survived tribal twice in one night to get me 4 points. I am so happy that I picked her up. So happy. And then the second half of the episode, Tyler gets me 2 points for the reward and the immunity victory, which gives me 10 points on the night, adding to the 8 I already have for 18. And the 2 I swiped from Nick on the bet sits me pretty at 20, which sounds good until we get to Brian. Brian started out with 13 points from last week, and this week he gets 4 from Dan for surviving tribal, winning reward and immunity, 4 from Rodney for surviving tribal, and 1 from reward and 1 from immunity, and 4 from Jen for reward, immunity, and survival for 12 points on the week, added to the 13 he had before, losing none from bets. He's sitting at 25. He's 5 points over me and 8 points over Nick.
I am invincible.
Brian, we gotta start egging you into some bets and making you lose them.
Or I gotta start. I don't care. I just have to start making bets that I can win.
Well, all you need is a Boston next week, and you'll be right back up in the game.
Wait. Let's be clear. I need a Boston from Rodney.
Because
I know with my luck, it's gonna be like Kelly, because I don't know where the hell Kelly's from, but she's got that sort of, I'm going to drop all my R's too. So if she says it, I'm going to be very.
And then he'll just be like, I'm from there too. Some state.
Yeah. That would make me so sad.
So anyway, so you got the free ad picking up Mike from Max. I have an option to drop somebody, but I think I'm going to sit pretty with Joe, Kelly, and Tyler. I thought about Carolyn, she's playing strong, she's playing fast, she's playing loose, and she's got an immunity in her pocket. She's playing pretty good. I also want to pick up Will, because they're going to tribal again. for sure. And I think he'll be able to survive for a while. He's
I think his days are numbered.
I don't know. He's doing that social game pretty good. I don't know. Because you get all them extra points for being surviving. And Kelly held up her end this week after not winning jack shit.
Actually, so, you know, I take it back. He might survive. And here's why. They know they're just not going to win any challenges. So why vote out the weakest person?
Yeah.
It's not going to help you any. Why not get rid of the one that...
Keep the guy you like and get rid of Shireen, who sings and talks about monkey fucking.
Keep Shireen. Keep Shireen all the time. Fuck now. Monkey fuck forever.
I'm not making any changes. I'm sticking with Joe, Kelly, and Tyler. Brian, you making any changes?
Okay, well, first, Jen is going to get me some points because she's going to keep going to tribal and she's not going to get sent home.
Yep.
I was going to drop Rodney and pick up Mike, but that's too late.
Yeah.
I'm dropping Rodney for the fucking women have to be held to higher standard shit. So I'm still going to drop him. But instead, I'm going to get more points from that tribe and pick up Hallie because she's not getting voted out either.
Oh, she was my sleeper. I was going to pick her up after I lost another player. I've been liking her. She's in the OTP relationship with Jen, but Jen is the one taking the lumps, and Hallie just kind of is chill, surfing her way to immunity.
Oh, man. And I'm loving Dan with like this. I'm not as dumb as I look, and then he makes a really dumb-looking smile.
And then he goes and does something dumb. My apologizing like a shithead.
Well, he's not as dumb as he looks.
That's true.
He's still pretty dumb. Still
pretty dumb, but he looks even dumber.
I'll tell you what, though. Now that Ronnie's on the table, I'm thinking I might just go the full heel route. I might add that third member of NWO and just take all the terrible human beings.
I'll give you the option, since you had the free ad. So if you want to come back around, snake on the draft.
You know what? In that case, I'm going to drop Shireen and pick up Rodney.
All right.
Rodney, Mike, shoot. Now I need to somehow pick up Joaquin.
Oh, my God.
I said, you know what? I need those points. It's fine. I'm my back's up against the wall. Morality goes out the window.
Right, but that'll be next week. I think
that's a good move because Shireen's definitely getting voted out next.
Yeah,
you know, I love her. I think she's fantastic. She has been very entertaining, but her days are definitely numbered.
Yeah, she's a goner. She's a total fucking goner.
Although, watch now, my internet's going to cut out all of a sudden once this episode airs, and she's like, "No, how dare you!"
All right, that's it for this episode. Brian's in the lead with 25, I'm in second with 20, and Nixon at 17. But that's it. I can't wait to see what happens now with the mix-up tribes. This is a lot more exciting because you do have a clear winner and a clear loser for the challenges, and that's a little bit more boring, but the losers have two immunity idols, so hopefully there's going to be some fucking acrobatic shenanigans happening here.
You know someone's going to get voted out while holding one of them.
I hope it's not Carolyn, because we have that bet on the table with Carolyn giving Tyler her immunity.
Yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and count that as 3 points for me. But so therefore, I am actually at 20. But
we'll see. We'll see. I don't know.
Maybe. Well, I definitely hope it's not the other one.
Oh, yeah, you have that one. I hope it is that one. Fuck you, Brian. You don't need so many goddamn points. Piece of shit. Okay. Until next week, everybody. Goodbye.
Take it easy.
Peace.
Circle of life. Life is a circle. We're going round and round. Righto. Yeah,